This podcast is a work of fiction. The opinions expressed are individual and are not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. The following episode contains mature content.
We can expect some sun.
Injury at the hospital for sick children.
You are caught in the typical Mediterranean diet.
Welcome, Fib Locals. It's time to take a break from swimming, tanning, or huffing B3608 and tune in to the greatest gossip show to ever grace the airwaves. And those airwaves are hot, hot, hot. Just like your hosts, Kitch Stevens and Lala B Star.
Now with live studio audience.
B3608, the wonder chemical. We feel it in the air, but is it really enough? The government recommends.
Seems like some celebrities can't take the heat, but who could blame them? Have you ever seen a lobster in hot water? It's Norma News. Speaking of lobsters, I mean, Layla B. Starr, our next guest, had a bit of an altercation with the radio host last week while on air. Please welcome Jerry of Jerry's Armory and End Time Supplies.
Thanks, Norma.
Now, Jerry, talk to me. Is it true that Layla B. Starr and, Kitch Stevens cut you off during your airtime on the Fib Gossip Show?
Yes, Norma. Kitch cut me off just as...
The nerve.
Right. I was cut off as I was explaining.
Now, how did that make you feel, getting cut off?
Bad, Norma. It felt bad.
I'm so sorry that happened to you.
As I was saying, Norma, what I want people to know is that this, the armory, the end time supplies, it's not for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying this for years, but the whole Fib's very own piggyback of natural resources, it's not what you think. And I know others are starting to think the same.
Oh, really?
Yes, Norma. There have been reports of fibrosins crawling all over the hole by the hundreds. More people have been leaving than population stats can even account for. And before you say it, this goes beyond the whole water park resort layoff.
The layoffs are so sad. I mean, where am I meant to vacay if not by the hole?
Forget vacations, Normie. Next trip you need to stop panking for is to the bunker. You know, doomsday preparing is...
Jerry, honestly, is it really such a big deal that no one wants to stay in the hole? It's sort of a drab anyway.
Not just drab, Norma. Dangerous. These are the stories Fib networks are too afraid to cover. I mean, the government's been mining for 16 centuries. What have they uncovered? All these ground bubbling earthquakes, signal issues. Where do you think they're coming from? The hole!
I'm no expert, Jerry, but aren't they mining B3608, the wonder chemical? The thing that keeps us all young, fresh, and modified?
I was like you once, Norma. I couldn't picture a life without B3. Heck, my generation was the first to have B3608 supplements. It was the top of the food pyramid, and those supplements were stronger back then, I swear. The arms I grew, you should have seen them. I was in kindergarten knocking kids out 8 at a time. By the time I was in college football, hardly anyone could stop me. I was a beast.
Oh, well, it sounds like you should have been modeling.
I did, briefly. But eventually, it all went too far. It wasn't just daily supplements. It was every meal, every celebration, every loss.
What happened, Jerry?
One day, I woke up. I couldn't recognize myself in the mirror. I was pale, sickly pale, and half my arms, they dropped.
Dropped?
Like a lizard's tail. Dropped.
Wow.
For years, I didn't have anyone to relate to. Everyone around me was vibrant, glowing, with tough exoskeletons and multicolored eyes. And I was just some freak.
Oh, Jerry, I've seen freak here.
But now, that the whole population's been discovered. Fitzisins, or whatever they call themselves. I realize what the government's been doing to us. And I mean, they look just like me. Pale, plain, strangely aquatic. You know what else we have in common? We're all victims of B3608.
Jerry. Sounds like you were botched. Speaking of, does Layla B-Star look as botched as she sounds? Be honest. And he gave it to my mother. Lala, I can't believe you still went on a date with him after that. Fitzy, I think it's about time you leash your owner.
Hey, who am I to get in the way of puppy love?
What? I'm going through a character arc, Kitch. I'm being more forgiving. You know what? That brings us perfectly to this week's topic. New beginnings! That's right, folks. We want to hear something fresh. Something new. Call in now.
While you can. Huh. You ladies are gonna want to hear this.
Ooh, spill.
My assistant just paged me saying Norma News aired a segment about your gossip show 5 minutes ago.
Really? I mean, I didn't think we were, like, that famous. Please. Norma's old news.
Old news, Norma. Excuse me, I gotta take this.
Didn't you hear about the whole quiz drama? The warts Norma got spread all the way up to her face. Her viewership's been down ever since. Oh, I remember. Talk about someone who could use a new beginning. For real. Now, Kitch, if you want to talk fame, I recently had a certain West Fib celebrity come knocking on my door. Lala, hold that thought. Caller number one, how are you doing, sweetheart?
Hi, Fibsters. I need your advice on a relationship issue. Well, kinda a relationship issue, kinda an apocalypse issue, but whatever.
Break up with them. Lala, we haven't even heard the problem yet. What? Maybe this caller just needs a new beginning. Please, this relationship hasn't even gone into the first inning. What happened to being more forgiving? Being forgiving in my personal life has only sharpened my professional judgment. I say bring out the guillotine. Come on, let's give this one a chance. Caller, this is a new relationship. Right?
You're right, Kitch. I started seeing this really nice guy like 3 months ago. I'd met him a few times through a friend, but we only really started talking 4 months ago. Either way, it's still fresh.
Aw, see? The honeymoon phase. Right.
Ever since my last long-term boyfriend, I always said I would be more conscious of how the end of days would factor into my future relationships, but I really didn't see this one coming.
You and me lack the same foresight, caller. Did you know Jerry's Armory and End Time Supply doesn't take returns? You're stuck with the battering ram after all, huh? Yep.
Anywho, we're both in the market for doomsday bunkers, and while we were showing each other some of the options we had both been looking at, he, like, suggested we find one together.
Wow! That's a big step.
I thought it was really sweet at first, but now I'm not so sure. So I'm asking, when is the right time to find a doomsday bunker together?
Caller, I'm so glad you asked. I've been super into planning for the future lately, and I think the first step should always be a vision board. Dream up your ideal bunker. Ask yourself, is my potential eternity going to be spent with carpet or tile flooring?
Ooh, and how many guest rooms are you going to have? Do you want your water rations to be sparkling or still? These are things you need to consider, caller.
But once that's all decided, then you can ask yourself, does my current lover fit into the vision of my ideal bunker?
There's just so much to think about. Like, what if he stocks our shelves with pinto beans when I am a kidney bean girl through and through? You can't just know this stuff.
Oh, I haven't considered the beans.
Caller, I can hear you're getting stressed. Maybe we should move on from the doomsday talk. And
on top of that, I haven't gotten to properly analyze his genetics and family history yet. Like, what if we're among the only survivors responsible for reproducing for all fibkind?
Why would you be the only survivors? Did you put that on the vision board?
Lala, I think this is just theoretical.
Lala?
I don't want to find out after the fact that he has a family history of soft skin, our nearsightedness, our B3608 resistance. Like, how are we meant to repopulate the planet if we're easily bruised and can't see? You can't know these things in 3 months.
Caller, you're making my ganglia hurt.
Lala, what's happening happened to you? Are those... you always have antenna?
But on the other hand, I had a falling out with the squad I was supposed to bunk down with. So it's either I admit I'm wrong, be alone underground for an indiscriminate period of time, or spend eternity with a man I hardly even know. And the first one isn't even an option. It is so their fault. Like, no one told me not to bring a Flobber's pregnancy at her mother's birthday party. So selfish.
Color, that is enough! Lala!
Ah! It's the end. I knew it. I need to find my boyfriend.
Who cares about the bunker? I cannot stand all this doomsday talk. This was supposed to be about new beginnings. Lobster! Lala, please sit down. All we're talking about is the beginning of the end. I've had enough!
Sorry, but... oh, shit!
Fib has always had its quirks, okay? If there's acid rain, just stay inside.
Oh no, there's a tsunami! You mean a built-in wave pool? Wow, how terrible! We should build a bunker about it! And the last thing I want to hear is another hippie telling you that, oh, B36, it is ruining my body and mind! It's in the air, you dupe! How could it be bad for you if it's in the air?
I thought those claws were cosmetic. My... Lala!
I think B3 has been great for me. Thank you very much. I am Fib's hottest crustaceous!
Lala, put Jared down!
I am busty, crusty, and free!
It is all coming together, just as I prophesized.
Fitzy, what are you talking about?
I am beautiful!
The whole collapse is as foretold by the cosmos. There will be but one sole survivor.
What?
If it was a doused in crimson, with an exterior so impenetrable, she could survive the depths of the oceans, the touch of the stars.
Fitzy, there's no time for this! We need to help Lala!
However, destined to be with this creature of flesh and claw is one other, a prophet, someone who could translate her wisdom. Someone like...
Lala! I've come to win you back!
Titus!
If there's someone I want to spend my eternity with, Bunker, no Bunker, it's you! I've loved you ever since I... Lala? Is that you?
Look out!
The true prophet. Lala, I will be your loyal servant, as I always have. I will help you lead an army. Fitz is in speak.
What the fuck is going on? Lala! Oh, my stars. That wasn't Lala.
Do not fear, Kitch. In my prison days, I was blessed with many visions of the future. This is all part of the plan.
I can't believe she decapitated Titus.
The apocalypse will come in stages of three. First, it is the awakening of the holy crustacean. Second...
Run, bubblings!
That's right, folks. Fib is seeing an uptick of ground bubblings this week. I wouldn't worry about it, though. I mean, it's not like anyone here doesn't already have a bunker, right? Anyways, I'm Tonesy, and this was the weather. Wowza! Talk about ground bubbling. Looks like we're experiencing one right now.
That's the third sign of the apocalypse? That's so stupid!
It's not too late to repent, Kitch. Lala's going through a forgiving arc, remember?
Fitz's ends. Come to me. You are all Lala's ends now.
Yeah, we could probably workshop that need a little more.
Okay. I will repent.
Ah, that's the spirit.
Pour your soul to me, my child.
I forgive me, Lala, for I have sinned.
Speak, girl. I'm listening.
I betrayed you, Lala. I always kind of liked Norma News, even though she's my greatest rival, and Titus. Your Titus. I harbored illicit desires for him, feelings I could never speak aloud.
get wrapped up, buddy.
Gossip? Lala, that's what this was all about. Gossip! Lala, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but I don't regret a damn thing. For every misstep, every folly, every sin has led me to this exact moment. If this really is the end of the world, and I have lived the life I'm proud of, because I lived for gossip.
Precisely, my child. Just as gossip suggests, go on and spread the good word. Write the gospel. Even though this may feel like the end, gossip is forever.
That concludes our first episode of the whole gossip show. Hope our signal is strong enough to reach someone. I'm your prophet, Fitzy Isadora, B-Star. Next week, I want to hear your hottest takes on flagellation. Did the Spanx really take away the sins? You let me know. Call in again to 999-608-134.
Thank you.